Oh, I was saddened so much. It just surprised me. It shocked me, his age. And he was always in great shape. You know, that he passed away at 62. And, you know, last I'd heard, he was doing well. He had a trucking business and was really helpful in the hurt, you know, with the hurricane victims not too long ago. And but, you know, great pitcher, great teammate, too. You know, I came up in 1978 with Houston, and he ended up going in the rotation that year and did a great job for us. And it's quite a rotation we had with Nolan Ryan and J.R. Richard. And, you know, Joaquin threw 95 himself. And so big power arms. They had Necro on that staff and Burn Rule and Kenny Forsh. And it's one of the better staffs, I think, ever assembled. That's how good I think we were. Every game was 1-0 or 2-1. But getting back to Joaquin, you know, he was one of those guys that was really popular in the clubhouse. A lot of fun to be around. Loose guy, but very intense when he played. And, you know, it's a sad day for all, you know, all of us that knew him, everybody in baseball.
Yeah, talking with Bruce Bochy about Joaquin Andujar, and I remember bullpen for him originally, of course, as a lot of hard throwers did in those days, and then they worked him into the starting rotation. What kind of a bullpen guy was this guy? Man, to bring him into a game?
Well, that was the plan, really, for him to set up and maybe close and just let him air it out. But, you know, with his pitches that he had a hard breaking ball. He had really a great changeup, a split that he would throw, and had that good running sinking fastball that was thrown with velocity, too, up to 95. And so Bill Verdon, Mel Wright was a pitching coach, and said, you know what, this guy probably would make a great starter. His arm was so resilient. He could throw it every day in the bullpen. But so they put him in a rotation. And Marty Edmonds stretched out all. I know he threw three, if not four, complete games when he first went in rotation. Usually you build those guys up, but that's how resilient his arm was.
Boy, nice to talk about Joaquin Andujar and to remember him. Well, he had the most famous quote in baseball history, and he always said, look, in one word, I'm going to tell you, you never know. And you used it today, and that's the meaning of baseball, you never know.
And you don't, you know. I know it's an uphill climb here for us, but you never know. Anything can happen. But what has to happen is we get on a roll, and sure, we need some help, but, you know, it doesn't matter if we don't win. And the only thing we can control is what we do. And, you know, I can't believe the injuries we're dealing with. I never imagined us having this many, and makes it that much tougher. But at the same time, you know, forces you to get a look at some other guys. And but it'd be nice to have Pence out there, and Panic, and Crawford, really everybody. I don't want to leave anybody out, but Blanco down now, Aoki. And and it really takes a toll, not just, you know, you guys are putting out there on an everyday basis, but your bench, you know. Now those guys are playing, so you don't have that that strength you normally have on the bench.
I want to go back one question before we leave the Houston team in those days. Who was the toughest to catch? I imagine you just put down one for a fastball for most of them. They all had such movement, but who was the toughest for you to catch?
You know, you would think you put down just number one, but you really didn't. Even Nolan Ryan, you know, sometimes I kid my pitchers, they'll go out there and they don't mix it up enough. I go, wait a minute, Nolan Ryan mixed it up more than you did in that game. But because Nolan had a real, real good curveball, and he had a changeup. But the toughest by far was J.R. Richard. He threw about the same velocity as Nolan, but he just got a lot of run on his ball. And Nolan had that rising life that actually was fairly easy to catch. And J.R.'s ball would sometimes it'd run in. Sometimes he would cut it by accident. He had these long fingers, so he didn't know at times what it would do. And then he threw his slider at 92, 93, and they would swing at it when it would bounce in front of home plate because they were cheating on the fastball. Then occasionally he would back it up and he'd throw it 95, 96 in. And so you had to be ready for anything. In fact, he was so difficult to catch that Ashby, the other catcher, and I, we actually at times used Necro's knuckleball mitt to catch him.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, because his ball moved so much.
So did you call his game or did these guys call their own game? Or did you say, all right, this is what you guys are going to do?
Well, we called the game. Yeah, they could shake off, but we would call it. But again, you know, with the different ways that JR's ball would move, you know, the knuckleball mitt just gave you a little bit bigger margin of error. And really, it's a shame what happened with JR having that stroke in 1980. There's no doubt in my mind this guy's going to Hall of Fame. He was a right-handed Randy Johnson. He was that intimidating. And you talk to any hitter that played in that era there, they would say that JR was the most intimidating pitcher they ever faced.
Well, nice to have Bruce Bochy with us here. Giants and Padres coming up. I always say you're like the John Wayne. It's the cattle drive, and all these things that happen on the cattle drive, and you want to get the herd in, which you've done 3 of 5 years with World Series titles. How you doing? This has been a challenge, I think, just because you're so close. These one-run games, you're so close, and you just need that one hit, and it just doesn't come about.
And that's what's made it frustrating. I mean, we were so close to having a pretty good road trip, and you know, biggest road trip of the year, really, I thought, was the last one that for us going down to L.A. And, you know, what happened there is the last thing that we needed to happen because we had to make up ground there. Then we go in Colorado. We lose the first two, bounce back, and take the next two. And then, you know, we lost the first series in Arizona we lost in a while. So we made it tough on ourselves. But those one-run games, you know, they go the other way. We're right in the middle of everything. And so, I feel for these guys because I know they're, you know, they wanted it bad and they were giving it all they had. I know the L.A. series took something out of them. But, you know, it just made it more difficult not being full strength and probably caught up with us a little bit. But now it's important that we come home, we bounce back, and just find a way to win games, Marty, because you never know, as we just talked about. And, you know, and stranger things have happened.
Yeah. All right. Well, think about this a little bit. You've gotten to see a lot of younger players up here. New bullpen guys coming up. It's part of September. There's an argument. I want to ask you a couple of things. One, there's an argument. Too many players come up. You're fighting for a pennant. You're fighting for a division. You're playing a team that's out of it. But they got 37 players, and you got to get prepared for everything. What do you think about that? Too many come up in September?
Well, I think you have to, especially if you're in a pennant race, you have to, you know, feel your needs and get some help. I've never had any problem calling up players now. And the reason I'm saying that is, I look at myself. You know, I was one of those guys in AAA that was hoping to get called up. Yeah, you spend all year in AAA, you have a good year, and all you want is the cup of coffee, that taste, that, you know, there was 30 days. That means a lot to those guys. And of course, now, you know, on a personal level, my son is involved. He had a nice year down there in AAA. And, for me not to have him up here now Thanksgiving dinner, he's looking at me going, wait a minute, Dad, you're the manager. And I had a good year and I couldn't get 30 days in. So I'm actually all for bringing these guys up. In fact, you know, Brian Sabian and I have talked about, you know, what we would like to see him increase the roster during the season. You know, take it up 2 or 3 so we can rest these guys a little bit more. And just make it easier on them on the daily grind that they have to go through during the season. And so I think it's time to change that. Maybe the DL, you know, have another DL at 7 days. Because you get, when you have a 25-man roster and the guy gets a little banged up and he's the old 7 to 10 days, well, it's hard to go that short, so you got to call up somebody else. So, you know, there's some things I like to change, but I wouldn't change the call-ups. Those guys have worked too hard down there. It means so much to them to be able to, especially that first time, to be able to walk in a big league clubhouse, and maybe the only time they ever get a chance to experience, you know, what it's like in the major league. So I'm always for that.
All right, great answer. I love talking baseball with you. One last thought. Last weekend we saw sort of a contract. Anything in New York is atomic when it happens, but Matt Harvey said, well, I'm sorry, you know, the manager, you know, gets involved and the agent gets involved. I can't pitch more than 180 innings. And look, this is a team that may win the World Series. They may go to the World Series. You've won 3 of 5. Did you ever get involved with innings with any of your guys?
I have not. I can't say ever. I mean, sure, a young guy, and Heston, for example, we want to give him a little break because this is the first year he's really had to, you know, log this many innings. But we don't, you know, baby our guys. As long as they're throwing fine, there's no change in their delivery, velocity. They're not having any issues with the arm. I don't buy into it for the most part. Now, on Harvey's situation, you got a guy coming off of Tommy John. He's, you know, one of your franchise players going back to Strasburg. So, you know, I get a little bit where, you know, you want to protect this guy and their agent wants to protect them because, you know, it is their livelihood. But at the same time, you know, unless there's somebody that's got real strong evidence or proof that, you know, they're at risk, you know, it's hard for, be hard for me to, you know, to back off somebody.
Yeah. This is the weekend of September 11th, and I've done a couple of shows and just some comments from players about September 11th and how important baseball was at that time. Where were you September 11th, and maybe your thoughts about that?
Yeah, I was at home early in the morning. My sister called to let me know what was going on. You know, she worked for the government. She was with the DEA and Customs, so, you know, she had some inside info. And as everybody was, turned on the TV and stunned, saddened, just in disbelief of what was happening. And I know baseball at that time, and the, you know, with the travel had stopped, everything had stopped. And but, you know, baseball did a lot, especially you go to New York, and you know, it just kind of brought everybody together. And more than anything, just said, hey, you know, you're not going to change how we live. You're not going to change our freedom. You're not going to change, you know, what we're about. And, you know, we're that strong. And I think everybody needed it because of how hurt everybody was, you know, to see baseball again. And you never forget those. And we'll honor all those tonight on the line before the game, which I think is important. And, you know, just like Pearl Harbor and all these moments in history, September 11th will be there for, you know, the rest of our lives.
Yeah, with baseball with it. Bruce, thanks so much as always, and catch up with you shortly.
All right, Marty, always great talking with you. And, you know, let's try to finish strong here, huh? Make some noise.
Get the herd into Abilene, will you?
All right, we're herding them up. I got a big herd right now, so, you know, I got a bullpen like I've never seen. I can throw everybody every day and still give guys, you know, some rest.
All right, appreciate having Bruce Bochy on. More coming up on the Sports Leader.